Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It is hour two of In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You can listen on lots of apps. Anywhere that you listen and consume media, that's where we are. It's fact.
Welsh. My knee hurts. I think I need whatever they gave Aaron Rodgers at halftime.
That'd be awesome.
No. I think I need some of that to finish off this show.
I don't think that was legal in any state. That required a prescription.
I think that would mellow out like a tiger.
You know, by the way,
Aaron Rodgers.
I was driving. Sometimes my drive home, it's so long. And sometimes I'll stay away from the freeway and I take surface streets. Speaking of legal stuff. In Arizona, I don't know where all the things are. I actually don't know the laws of marijuana use in Arizona. I don't know if it's, I mean, I know it's not like legal, but there's like the dispensaries that are here.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have a prescription to have it.
So is that legal?
I mean, they'll fine you for like small amounts. They won't like arrest you. They'll fine you for it.
So it's kind of legal here?
I mean, not really. No.
Okay. But this is where I'm going with it. On the sign. Whatever it was called. It was like dispensary. And it looked like a half decent. It was in a horrible, horrible scum ridden part of town. And it looked like the newest building because it was. But on it, it said dispensary.
It wasn't a KFC.
No. It was just the worst part of town. And it's a beautiful new building just in front of lots of places with long gates with 1,000 tires and car parts everywhere. And on the big building, it said dispensary. Non-profit. And I was
non-profit.
Like, how does that work?
So what do they have? Little orphans grow all the pot and then, farm it out. And then a couple head shop owners sell it for no profit. It goes to a shelter or something.
Kids who lost their jobs at the Nike facilities.
Oh.
I don't know. What exactly is a non-profit dispensary? That doesn't make sense to me.
No, I
know what a nonprofit is. I'm very familiar with a nonprofit, but how exactly do you get nonprofit status?
Aren't all nonprofits used for money laundering anyway? If there's anything Ozark has shown me,
is that rich people,
any charity, it's all used for money laundering.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, if there was ever one, but how do you go in and it's like the Packers trying to sell us on Aaron Rodgers being just totally recovery without any other substance. It's the same thing. Them trying to be like, so we just want to help the people. We're not in it to make money, but we're here to dispense all this marijuana. Nonprofit status, though, please, because you get all those benefits. I don't know how that works, that can fly. And it's not even legal here.
By the way, why does anybody care that Elon Musk smoked a bunch of pot with Joe Rogan?
Because he's supposed
to
be.
Why is that a thing?
Well, I think because his face looks so stupid and he's supposed to be one of the smartest people on the planet. Like that, like, here's the problem. Think about this for a minute. Have you seen that image of him where he's like, and then you haven't seen it?
Look for it. I'm going to go on Google and look it up.
No, well, you're not going Google on Twitter. Damn it.
I'll go on Twitter.
Just put in Elon Musk. I guarantee you'll be one of the first.
What should I put in?
Elon Musk.
I've never used Twitter before. Please explain it to me.
But then Elon Musk and then go, where is it? It's not. Oh, here it is. If you go
Elon
under photos.
Musk, go, where is it? Under photos. What else?
Okay, just type in Elon Musk and then click over to photos and scroll down a little bit. And you're going to see his absolutely moronic face holding a big blunt. So tell me when you've gotten to it. He looks very red and puffy. His hair's a mess.
I saw someone on Reddit like painted a picture of him smoking pot. So
no, this is real. Oh, they painted that picture. Are you at the picture?
Okay. I see.
Okay, so look at that face for a minute. And I just want you to understand. That's the face of a guy that is constructing space rockets to go and fly into space. That man is going to have people board these rockets and send them to God knows where. That's the problem. Is he super smart? Probably. Are lots of people who do this stuff smart? Probably. They were able to get a dispensary to be nonprofit. Those people are really smart. But that look of that face right there when he did that,
he looks confused. Like he looks like one of those people that says, well, how many pots did he smoke? You know what I mean?
But
like
people are idiots.
That's what he looks like.
But people are idiots, though. He's dating. It's
Used to be Amber Heard.
No, it's this rapper, Eliza Banks. Oh, what's her name? Elon Musk girlfriend. Nah, she's like a really intense female rapper. She's got a great song. What is her name? Elon Musk girlfriend. Or maybe he's not dating her anymore. Grimes? Girlfriend Grimes? Is he dating Grimes. Mika Grimes?
Who's Mika Grimes? Who are these people?
Remember Mika Grimes?
Oh, yeah, Brent Grimes' wife?
Yeah. I don't know who he's dating. It doesn't matter.
I like this one. It says, Elon Musk photo. Is that his girlfriend or daughter?
Well, I mean, he's got a $1 billion. So it's all coming up. It's coming up spades and aces for him, Bogman. That's what's happening for him. But no, that's the problem. Like that face. Well, who had a dumber face? Elon Musk in this picture from Joe Rogan's show or Aaron Rodgers trying to keep his composure high out of his gorge during that post-game interview? It's close.
Yeah, it is close. I would say that Aaron Rodgers trying to play coy and do an interview afterwards when he was
like, he looked like he was seeing pink elephants running around the field. Like he looked like he was trying not to laugh as mushrooms were growing out of the field and spitting out cherries.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, I couldn't have described it better myself. He looked amazing. So that's what I'm saying is my knee is kind of sore. I think I twisted it, getting out of bed or something, obviously not doing anything athletic. So I need some of that, whatever he has.
Well, you should call the nonprofit because they're not in to make money.
Oh, the nonprofit. That's right.
Yeah, they're not in it to make money. They're just there to help people.
I want to go find one of those shady doctors to give me the pop prescription. You know, like you can't go to a normal doctor and be like, oh, I'm having trouble falling asleep and I'm stressed out and all the time. Like, it's just.
Just have to keep it insinuating. You could be like, oh, I'm really stressed out and I'll sleep well. And they'd be like, oh, have you tried melatonin? Yeah, it doesn't work. Like, have you tried, like, breathing more? No, it doesn't work. Be like, you need more rest.
I'm afraid to take that.
I don't want to take pills. I'm more into the natural.
Actually, I'm afraid to take Ambien. I don't want to take that.
I wouldn't do any of that. And they just keep going. And then the guy's like, are you here for marijuana? And he's like, yeah, man. Didn't you see that by my reggae hat?
But so you have those doctors, but then you just have like, aren't there just doctors that they're just there to prescribe you pot? You know what I mean? Like, all right. Yeah. They're probably like, a scummy doctor office right next to the nonprofit weed shop. Well,
probably like Better Call Saul of doctors. He's like, hey, yeah, everybody come on in. I'm Jimmy McGill. Like,
yeah, exactly. Slippin' Jimmy.
Slippin' Jimmy. That's a great doctor. Dr. Slippin' Jimmy.
Dr. Slippin' Jimmy. Of course.
I'm in. Incorrect. I mean, not that I would ever do that stuff, but
smoke pot. I don't think, you're not the head of $1 billion company. I think it's okay.
It's illegal. The league, it said it's illegal, Bogman. So I'm going to follow the rules.
Oh, you don't want that, that 8-game suspension.
No, so. We're a man of the league. We're men of the league. So we are going to, uphold its righteous, image, self-image.
God, I just hope in the next CBA they're like, we're not testing for this anymore. Of course, every single locker room will look, will look like a Snoop Dogg concert, but they should really stop testing.
Like, guys, we're losing a lot of money with these testings. Is there a better way? Like, yeah, don't do it.
Don't test for it.
We got to make more. Guys, the NFL, it's struggling a little bit. We're not making the profit. We're not making 12,000 times our investment. We're only making 11,000 times our investment.
By the way,
now.
NFL, nonprofit.
I mean, that would be hilarious.
They're not taxed.
Is that for real?
That's for real.
Well, they're not a nonprofit. They just were like, hey, guys, we're the NFL government. We run this. So let's get an exemption. And, presidents are just like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, they're definitely whatever.
There's no way they're not. Well, they also get like the tax. I mean, you go to California, the taxes that these millionaires and billionaires pay is like otherworldly, like 40% gone.
Oh, it says, okay, so it changed recently. Let's see, NFL suddenly wants to pay taxes. Why the NFL? This is a thing from Time.
They want people to stop looking in their checkbooks.
This is in 2015.
Yeah, they want people to not be in those checkbooks.
Exempt. until 2015, probably. Probably got Marty Bird working for a bunch of them. Yeah. So.
I mean, we
what
all
were we talking about?
We were talking about Aaron Rodgers. We weren't talking about anything, but we were going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers is up for question here. Obviously, like, you know where you go here. If you own Aaron Rodgers right now and you haven't made a move to have a backup, then you should. If you have the ability to, like, when do they play, by the way? Is it the late game or the early game?
The Packers?
Yeah.
I think they play an afternoon game.
Let me look.
So,
because it's important.
Really, because I know we looked during the break and I saw that Fournette is an annoying.
Morning game. Okay, so that's good. So you've got the ability that games aren't going to lock. Because if he was an afternoon game, I mean, you're going to have to. Like, I would say you had to have already picked up a backup quarterback.
Play, questionable. That means.
I think he's going to play too. But okay, then here's the bigger question though. If he is going to play, he's going up against Minnesota. He's a little banged up. I know he is otherworldly. How comfortable are you putting him out there when there are some half-decent matchups? And let me, as you're pondering that, give you a scenario. Aaron Rodgers right now is the sixth quarterback on Fantasy Pros for week two. That's where the rankings have got out. I know. Patrick Mahomes is ahead of him at five.
Yeah, they're playing the Steelers' terrible secondary, so that makes sense.
Number seven is Alex Smith against Indianapolis.
Dude, so. I was just thinking, like, Alex Smith against the Colts, I feel like I would rather start him.
I picked up Alex Smith in a couple spots to get him out. I don't know if I have him in any spots that I would jump him over. But, you know, this is a really interesting one. I'm looking here. Ben Roethlisberger is number two on this list. I have a league where I have Rodgers and Roethlisberger right now, and I haven't put Roethlisberger in yet.
Well, they're both questionable, but Roethlisberger participated fully in practice on Friday, so he's good to go.
What is his problem?
He's turning into Steve McNair. He's so dumb. Like, he doesn't want to practice at all, so he has an elbow injury now. You know,
and he's
just
the anti-Rodgers, by the way. Roethlisberger's living the clean life. He's like, I don't put anything in. Don't put me anything in me. I want to keep it clean. Got to keep my head straight.
I mean, I never heard that about Roethlisberger. He's had plenty of shots.
He's just
when
an idiot,
he has
is what I'm saying.
Twisting it. I mean, he is definitely a big dummy, but
he does like to party. Roethlisberger does like to party. You're right.
It's going to be a crap on Roethlisberger.
No,
segment.
No,
is that
no.
What you're doing?
I got some shares of him. I'm just saying he likes to party. So I'm acknowledging that I was incorrect about the anti shots. He likes to get down.
Right. So anyway,
bad self.
He's going to play. I think I'd rather go with Roethlisberger too, because the highest over the week is Kansas City at Pittsburgh.
What is that? Oh, we're going to talk about it in hour three. What is
56
it?
56 or something.
No way. Really?
Pretty high. 52 maybe.
You got to take the under on that, right?
Well, I'm used to seeing some of the college ones too. Like the college.
Yeah, what are you talking about? 17. This isn't University of Pittsburgh versus Missouri.
53 and a half.
No kidding.
Yeah. Both the defenses are horrible, dude.
I don't know if I can take the over on that.
I think I could.
We will talk about that in hour three. We'll see where we're at. I'm just not so sure about that. That was a
but it's the highest over by, like, let's see.
Highest over last week didn't pay off, because wasn't that Texans and Patriots?
It was, but 43-40. Tampa Bay and New Orleans.
Yeah, but that was the highest scoring. But I'm saying the highest over was I think the Patriots and the Texans game, and I don't think it covered.
Definitely didn't cover. So 48-17 Jets over Detroit. That was another big one. Let's see, 38-28 Kansas City and the Chargers. That was a high one. 48-40 was the Tampa Bay and New Orleans. So
yeah, and Patriots Texans, they put a 47. And I think the over, I want to say the over was like 40. Was it in the 50s or 49 and a half?
I don't remember.
They
what
just
it
didn't
was.
Cover. That's all that it was. They definitely didn't cover.
I think it
over.
Was over 50 and they got the 47. So
yeah, I mean, didn't I guess both defenses are poorish. I'm not sure I'd want to get in on that one. Okay. So you're saying
49, they missed it by 2 points.
Alex Smith over Rodgers, even if he plays.
I think so. And I mean, this is a rare instance where I would say
tough to sit him.
Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers. And it's still tough because of all the weapons that Aaron Rodgers has available in this game, but
as long as Devontae Adams plays, because he is a bit questionable, though. I think both of those guys play. I got one more for you, Boggs.
Okay.
Phillip Rivers at Buffalo.
See, here's the problem is you saw what happened last week. with Joe Flacco looking really good and then getting pulled, and Lamar Jackson getting the whole second half. I think Buffalo comes out and plays better.
Yeah, but
in this
Cousins
game, I don't think they lose.
Three touchdowns by halftime.
He could, but he could. I mean,
you're gonna take
he could also do nothing. You
that,
know,
that half could be bigger than Rodgers' game.
But what if Melvin Gordon scores two touchdowns in the first half and then they're just running Eckler the whole second half?
That's a great point.
Because they're up so big.
I hate these situations.
It's
and
risky.
We're
like,
faced with
like
two
Alex
of them
Smith
right now.
Alex Smith isn't risky. I think the Colts can score and their defense is terrible. So this should be a closer point to point. I expect Washington to win by double digits.
But if that run, if that run D is so horrible, it might just be multiple handoffs to Adrian Peterson. And it's a huge AP day and it's not much of Alex Smith.
It should be, but I also think the Colts can score better than Buffalo.
I hate this week more than most because we have multiple instances of like top tier type of guys, you know, your best players, your studs, and we are in literal sitting stud conversation. It's the thing I hate more than anything. When people want to get so cute with their matchups and when there's no injuries involved and people are like, eh, you know, should I start Aaron Rodgers against Minnesota or Alex Smith versus Indianapolis?
If Aaron Rodgers was healthy, he'd still be a one or two.
It's not even a question. It would. I don't care what the matchup is. I'm not going to be that person that's like, well, you know, I'm going to sit Aaron Rodgers because, you know, this person's going up against Indianapolis. I'm always going to play my stud. That is where I'm going to go. But there are very few studs. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, there's probably five or six at quarterback. If you wanted to mess around with guys like even Cam Newton to Alex Smith or Philip Rivers and stuff like that, that's a different ballgame. Sitting your studs is something I hate more than anything, and we are faced with that this week, and Aaron Rodgers is one of the biggest ones, and I don't think I disagree. Mahomes, Alex Smith, and Rivers, I think, are prime candidates. Kirk Cousins is kind of one of those two. We'll pick up a tiny bit of this when we come back as well. We are going to construct some DK and some FanDuel lineups based on some of the stuff we talked about. So if you want to do a little ITL, I didn't hear anyone that played our lineups last week, and I got no idea how they played, but we got better ones for you this week. So don't go anywhere. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. We'll be right back right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Fantasy Factor is the only DFS site with exclusively single-entry contests. It's a fun and recreational place to play with smaller leagues and flatter prize pools. They have great free promos like Survivor, Super Bowl Squares, and March Madness Bracket Contest. So sign up today. Go to FantasyFactor.com. That's FantasyFactor.com. Bogman, should we talk about Survivor pools at all?
I mean, I'm still alive in one of them. So
the one that counts.
My big money one where it's like 175 people and everyone has $100 in there. I split with my buddy. So we took the Ravens in that one for week one. Yes, like you did. But I was a little bit nervous about the weather and I have another survival pool. So I said, you know what? I really like that New Orleans game at home against the Bucks. I think, and this is 10 minutes before the game start.
Yeah, so
I think I'm going to go ahead and switch that one. So I did. And obviously I'm out in that one. So all those guys can enjoy my $10.
Well, I know it's amazing too. And this is the ITL one we had. We had like, I think it was like 38 people that were in this. Is that right? And there are 15 left.
Well, there you go.
15 left of us. I have made my pick, though, and who are you going with in the Big Money League?
And the big one, I think we went with the Rams this week.
They are the number one.
The Rams are playing the Cardinals.
I was going to maybe save this, but you know, we can talk about it for a minute here. They are Rams just like the Saints last week. 31.5%. This is over on Yahoo. Of all picks are the Rams. The team I'm going with is the other LA team, the Clippers, now the Chargers, are 31.4%, and they are going up against Buffalo, and that's who I've picked.
So that was my initial pick, by the way, was I wanted the Clippers, but my buddy said, I don't like to take those teams going all the way across country. And I mean, he does have a point. The Chargers are going from LA to Buffalo. That's all the way across the country. So, and I said, all right, look, if you don't want to do that one, that's fine. But then we have to go with the Rams, because I think that's the only other kind of guaranteed-ish one.
Yeah, well, the next one at 3%, can you imagine the Saints? 16.2%. That is the number three pick of all survivor pools. And I guess I get the logic of like, well, it's not going to happen again as they're going against the Browns. I don't like that. But what's fascinating is then the number four pick of overall percentages drops down to 4%. So we went from 31, 31, 16. Now we're down to 4. Now we're just into the weeds here. 4% to Washington, 3% to San Francisco. Then it goes Denver, Houston, the Jets, Philly, and Baltimore. Those are the top 10 picks here. Now, Baltimore, obviously, that did not pay off for the 1% of people in all Yahoo who picked Baltimore. I don't know why anyone would pick. I feel like people just want to pick the Thursday game to get it out of the way with Survivor.
I guess. Or like they forgot and they think it's the last day or something. Like, I don't understand why you do that. So in our pick'em groups, you know, because it's combined, it's a survival and a pick'em group. And, you know, part of the money goes towards the survival and part of it goes towards the pick'em group. So we're sixth in the pick'em. And
how many get paid?
I think the just top 20.
Like, I mean, obviously, if there's like one person left, that guy gets it. But if everyone's left over, or
for the survival?
Yeah, the survivor. Is it just to the last guy?
I think it's the last people. Like, if the same six guys lose the last week or whatever, because I don't think anyone's ever made it to the end. So,
oh, really?
No, I don't think so.
So dude, when everyone
just said,
gets
like,
eliminated,
over 50% of the people were eliminated in ours.
Yeah,
I think that's
so.
Still the. You know, that's still holding true in even big ones. So,
but it's not a 50% decline every single week in these things. I think usually week one herds, you know, thins out the crowd pretty
well.
Really
and does.
And then like for you to lose another 50%, it's probably going to take like 6 weeks to lose this next 50%.
Yeah, possibly. But all it takes is,
I mean, it takes.
Well, what did you say the highest percent was?
Well, the Rams and the Chargers literally own 63% of all picks.
Those teams lose. That's it.
I mean,
you know,
and who's left? You
know, right. What does it take? I mean, you know, Todd Gurley gets hurt. And I mean, I still think I'd pick the Rams even if Todd Gurley was hurt. But I wouldn't pick it as my survival team. That's for sure.
No.
So, I mean, somebody gets hurt early in the whole.
I think Nate Peterman could be quarterbacking the Chargers, and I would still take them against Buffalo.
Just give the ball to Melvin Gordon, but that's what Buffalo's doing with LeSean McCoy. It doesn't work. So, I don't know, man. Like, it's tough. Yeah, it's a whole thing. I the pick'em group, I'm doing much better than that. So, I'm way more excited about pick'em. So, I think the Rams should win. That's fine. If the Rams lose to the Cardinals, then I deserve to lose. So that's just what it is, right?
So, yeah, I agree with that. So we can, any Survivor stuff, feel free to tweet us with anything, by the way. Tweet us, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? You can interact with the show and obviously catch everything we got going on over at In This League, and the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast is where you're going to want to be. We'll be reacting to everything that goes down for Monday, and also the same time on Monday on the Fantasy Black Book. We'll kind of be doing, that's the game breakdowns we do with Joe Pizzapia, and then we really go through all the motions of the week over on our show, the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. So let's talk about some DFS. Let's talk about constructing some lineups. Neither one of us saved anything we did last week with our two lineups. I did screenshot my FanDuel lineup. Did you screenshot either one of yours?
No,
you completely lied. You said you would and you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay. You want to hear what my lineup was?
Let's hear it.
It wasn't good. Andy Dalton at quarterback was fine. I think he did
right?
Yeah,
they beat the Colts. He was okay. Yeah.
Running back, Alvin Kamara. Very nice.
That's a good one.
Second running back, David Johnson.
Okay.
Not so good. Keenan Allen.
All right, sure.
Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hogan.
Mm.
Ryan Griffin at tight end.
Nope.
Cole Beasley at flex.
Okay.
And then I had the Chargers defense against Kansas City.
Nope. Your lineup sucked.
It was garbage.
Yeah,
really,
not
really
good.
Bad. We have done.
I know I had
Todd
Gurley in mind. So
here's what I want. I want some people to go out there and
just do a dollar for these lineups.
No. Go do something cool. Go do like a big one. Spend like $100.
That's what I'm saying. Well, no, don't spend
$100. I'm joking. Never. Like a
spend $5
one.
But put it in a big tournament one.
Yeah, you do know, a big tournament one. But a couple people have to do it because I want someone to play Bogman's lineup and someone to play mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Or could they?
Like, if we could win someone some money at any point this year, I would be amazed.
Or
because we haven't been big DFS people because our dumb state.
No, we have nonprofit marijuana dispensaries, but we can't play DFS.
Exactly.
We can do that. America.
For real. That's a real thing.
The other thing you're allowed to do is if you want, you could draft from our team. So you can take the players. So if you take a DK lineup, the two teams that we put together, you could draft our players. Much prefer, though, that someone goes out and actually plays our lineup, each one. Play a Welsh lineup and a Bogman lineup. If it wins you money, then, I don't know, give him something. Bogman will give you his number.
Yeah. What am I getting?
You'll give him your number.
Okay. If it wins money, why would I give things if they won money? They should give me money.
If they play it. No, if they play it. They play your lineup.
If they play, okay, still, once again, you're trying to sucker me into giving out my phone number. That I'll give out your phone number right now.
Don't you dare. You dare.
Well, then let's not try to play this game. Then.
All right. We will give you a shout out if you play our lineup and you tweet us that you've entered it. You've played, especially if you play both of the lineups, that would be a superstar. We'll give you a shout out and then you'll have to give us a report of how it does. So I want to do that. Where do you want to start? And we're going to give you DK and FanDuel so you could do all of it and be like the biggest superstar here. So it, and I don't know, is there a hashtag like play ITL DFS?
480. What's up?
Don't.
So what are we doing first? DraftKings?
You're one of the few numbers I know offhand, so I can say it too.
Well, I can look yours up. So.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know mine offhand? That's insulting.
No, I don't know anybody's phone number offhand.
Not even your mom's?
I know the home phone number, but her cell phone number, no idea.
I actually don't know my mom's cell phone number offhand because she changes it all the time.
How about your wife? Do you know your wife's?
I do.
I don't have a family, so it's just
no,
mom,
you don't have a family, so you just need to know your own. Ours is almost completely similar, minus two numbers. We have one of those things.
Okay, that's not bad.
But it's horrible when people call me and it's supposed to be, you know, for her. And I'm like, no, it's not. Can't. Sell me this.
How often does that happen?
More than you'd think.
Wow. Okay.
More than you would think. All right. We want to start with DK?
Yeah, let's do DK.
All right. So this week, which lineup are we constructing here? Where is this in? Is this all the games?
The DK one.
This is thank you very much. This is an all lineup construction.
This is from, Sunday morning through the Monday night game.
Okay. Yeah. So this isn't I don't know if there, you know, sometimes there's specifics on like the millionaire stuff where it might only be Sunday and no Monday. So this is one on DK that we are doing strictly for all the games. Who do you have at quarterback?
Do we want to list the deals first? I put these deals.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you,
start over that since I did the work on it, you don't care?
Yeah, please. Let's give us the DK deals.
So quarterbacks, I found some deals. Sam Darnold against Miami. I really like that one. He's 5,100. Mitchell Trubisky's 5,200.
Like
Eli Manning, 5,500. And Case Keenum is 5,800. I know that's a little bit over the... Yeah, I think your average when you start in a lineup is 55. Yeah. So Keenum is a little bit over, but I still... Against Oakland, I like that.
What's your favorite there?
My favorite, probably...
I bet it's Darnold. You would.
I mean, I do like Darnold, but I'm not confident enough to play him. So probably Eli, though I don't think I used Eli in mine. I didn't.
Okay.
So
running backs,
Alex Smith, running back deals we have here. really cheap. Mike Gillisley, because he fumbled last week. Jalen Richard, I mean, if the stupid Raiders are going to be losing every week and just throw to him, you know, that could be a thing. Check down Charlie. I love this one. Corey Clement, 3,500. No Darren Sproles this week, and they're playing against Tampa. I know Tampa looked good last week, but I expect Philly to rout them. So it should be, they should get JHI out and put Corey Clement in at some point, you would think. 3,600 for Alfred Morris, 4,000 for Peyton Barber. Other guys below the poverty line here. Peterson, 5,500. I don't know why. He's
Tevin
below
Coleman is 5,300.
Yeah, Coleman is 5,300. Lynch was questionable. Now he's good to go. 5,100. Deion Lewis, Crowell, Hyde, James White, Eckler, Phillip Lindsay, Freeman, Corey Grant. Those guys are all under the poverty line there of 55-55. Some wide receivers. Tajay Sharp had a ton of snaps for the Titans last week, and he's way down there at 3,300. So I kind of like
cheap.
That one.
Yeah.
Your boy Dante Pettis is 4,000. Zay Jones had a lot of looks last week. He's 3,800. Brandon Marshall, 4,300 with no Doug Baldwin, could be a deal. Quincy Enunwa is 4,700. Funch is 4,700. Lockett, 4,800. Corey Davis, 5,100. Allen Robinson and Demaryius Thomas just over the poverty line at 55-55. And then a couple tight ends. Gates real low. Jesse James and Joku. Jonnu Smith, you know, no Delanie Walker, and they should be losing to Houston, so he could be a huge target. And he's 3,100. I'm pretty sure I got him in this lineup. And then defenses I like. I like the Jets against the Dolphins. I like Houston against Tennessee. And I like Washington against the Colts. Those are all really cheap ones. Even though that's not who I went with, I went with the most expensive one this week in the Saints.
All right. So let's construct. At quarterback, you have who? Do you want to just go through your entire lineup first?
Sure. Okay. I've got Alex Smith against Washington is my quarterback. He was at 6,000. My running backs, I got Zeke against Dallas at 7,600 and Lamar Miller at 5,400 against Tennessee.
That was good.
My wide receivers, I got AB against KC, 8,800. Julio against Carolina at 8,400. I went with one of those deals in Dante Pettis down at 4,000. Jonnu Smith, I took at cheap, 3,100. Corey Clement is my flex, and I went the Saints defense against the Cleveland Browns.
Anything left over?
Nope, zeros.
All right. So at quarterback, I went with one of the deals. I went with Mitch Trubisky, 5,200. He's up at home against Seattle. I went expensive running backs. I went Ezekiel Elliott. It was still kind of a deal. 7,600 and Melvin Gordon, 7,400. Elliott against New York and Melvin Gordon against Buffalo. I have another Charger, Keenan Allen, 7,800 against Buffalo. Allen Robinson was kind of down there, 5,600 against Seattle, and pair him with Trubisky. And then I also went with the deal, Dante Pettis, only 4,000 at home against Detroit. Tight end, New England, Jacksonville, there should be points scored, and Austin Seferian Jenkins missed multiple opportunities for a touchdown, but he was targeted, so I took him at 3,200. Dalvin Cook, I was able to slip in at flex, 6,500 against Green Bay, and then I went with Washington in their defense at 2,700. I'm all in on this lineup. I think, now, I will say, what was it? Yeah, my FanDuel lineup is absolute gold. Absolute gold as a tease here. But I really like this one. I think I'm going to do much better in week two than I did in week three with zeros from guys like Chris
Hogan.
You
mean Hogan
week one. Week one, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of nice buys in here, like Jonnu Smith being so low. You said you took Pettis too, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I took Pettis first, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I took Pettis.
I don't think so, because I made all of these things, so I knew who everyone was cheap.
Well, Pettis was I was honed in to see where he was. I thought Allen Robinson was a deal. I will say I was kind of like Allen was someone I was considering. Maybe that would be someone I would take out and try to go another range. Other guys, especially if I'm going to be banking on Melvin Gordon. But it was like a big jump range that ended up happening. So like he's the only guy at 7,800. And then 7,600 is Tyreek Hill, and 8,000 is DeAndre Hopkins. So I would have to find $200, you know, by going super cheap tight end if I wanted to take him out. But he's just a volume guy. Like Gordon and Allen can produce in all games and not take away from each other.
You know what we should do? We should keep track of these lineups and play 50-50 for the whole year. and you versus me, and then the loser has to buy a white trash dinner, like Olive Garden or something.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. So starting week two.
Starting week two.
So we'll play 50-50 in both.
I should get the points for week one because you didn't even track yours.
Listen, why do you always do this? You always make up rules that are in your favor as soon as we start a game. It does not seem fair at all. I just said we're starting week two.
Okay. So if I win DraftKings and you win FanDuel, it's a wash.
Split. Yeah, it's a wash.
I like it. And then you out there, go play this lineup. You can also tell us who scored out best and if you won some money. I'm excited about it. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, we are going to construct our FanDuel lineup. That one I'm very, very excited about. Almost wonder if we need to start keeping this a secret from each other, but it's fun anyway. So don't go anywhere. More In This League, more Bogman. You can find him on Twitter at Bogman Sports, and more me at Is It The Welsh. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
Welcome to In This League.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Hey, welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. 3 hours. We are chugging into the end of hour two. We're going to be previewing all of week two coming up in the next hour, so you're not going to want to miss a minute of that. Talk about the lines, talk about the over-under, any game notes that we need to go through. That is always a good time. I can't believe we're back into doing it, too. It still blows my mind, Scott.
That football's back in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's about damn time.
It is, Scott.
I get legit pissed in the middle of the summer when no football's going on. It's like when we hit that all-star break for baseball because nothing's going on. Basketball just ended, but basketball is a bit of a marathon. And no one knows.
Like, Scott is so pissed about baseball. Being on right now.
I am beyond pissed about baseball. Like the Diamondbacks, I don't know if you know this, the Welsh, they went from a 64. Are we doing this? You all right?
I was like, how many Scots is it going to take until you get mad at me? I thought it was going to be one Scott. Everyone's playing along with me. How did you not get mad after the first Scott?
I didn't know what was wrong with you. Like I thought you were looking at something and just saying my name off the cuff. And then, like, number three.
I was laying it on a little thick. Okay.
I've had enough.
Sorry. All right. Go ahead. That game. That was a little game I was playing with myself.
It's like 64.3% chance a week and a half ago to make the playoffs for the Diamondbacks. It's down to 3% now.
Oh, my God. Is it really?
Yeah.
Team is trash.
And just beat the Astros yesterday. So there's that.
Great. There's that. I mean, yeah, and we've talked about it. Like, we were so ginned up a couple weeks ago when I pulled some tickets for us to go to the Dodgers on the 25th.
Yeah, I can't make that.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be a race. It's going to be an awesome time. They're great seats. We're going to go with one of our listeners, and we're going to go with another buddy, and it'll all be good. And neither one of us want to go.
I'm like, I can't go. And Welsh is like, oh, why not? I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I literally was looking at the tickets the other day, and I was like, I just should probably give these away.
What if you could? Do you think he could sell them?
I don't know. That's a great idea. But then I'd have to like go down to the arena.
Do you have to do all that?
I don't know. Do I have to stand? I have to be one of those guys. Like, you could leave
them. Okay,
bro.
Someone could PayPal you, and you could leave them at will call. You could just take a picture, a video of yourself leaving them at will call.
Or I could just like not leave them at will call and still take their money.
Whatever. Yeah.
So if you're listening, you live in Arizona, you want four tickets to club level, just let me know.
Yeah, let's go do something else that day.
Yeah, what do I want to do?
I don't know. Go see The Nun or something.
It looks awful.
I never watch those movies, man. I live alone. Like the Welsh knows, I have no family, so it's just me and my cats here.
Sad life.
And I swear to God, every time I come home from one of those movies, My cats are just staring into the corner at a ghost or nothing.
We were talking about like that. I said that too. Minutes. He's like, oh, I hate it because I come home and I live alone. I'm like, I know. And as soon as you see a scary movie, then you're going to look over at one of your animals and they're going to be staring at the wall. And you're like, hey, Ring, get out of there. Like, what are you doing?
It happens every time after I see those movies too. Like,
well, that's what the cats
Conjuring
do.
Or whatever.
The problem with dogs is like you'll be laying in bed watching a scary movie and then it'll be quiet and then the dog will just lift their head up and their ears will go up and you're like, what do you hear, boy? Like, you hear something? There's something here? And they'll put their head down and then they'll go again and you're like, oh, is someone here? And
they then just they get run out of the backyard, start barking like that dog in Signs.
Well, yeah, exactly. Then you're kind of like all worked up. So then now they're getting worked up and then you're like, what's going on? Is someone here? Like, then you grab a bat and you walk downstairs and the dog gets all, you're like, oh my God, someone's here. And it's like, the dog just wants to go pee. That's all the dog wants to do. And the dog is probably using you. They know the things that get you worked up.
Don't you feel like such an idiot after you're afraid for like 5 seconds too?
Yeah.
It's like you get that 5 second panic, like, is the nun here with me? And then you're like, of course it isn't. It's a movie, you idiot.
Actually, the biggest one I get, do you ever get the one where like, you turn off the light and you've got like about 15 feet to go in darkness so you get to the light and you're just like, I'm gonna walk through here quickly, I'm gonna get through the darkness quickly because there's something behind me.
I'm less afraid of those movies recently because now it's like I turn out the light and I'm like, look, if the nun kills me, the nun just kills me. I don't have to worry about falling asleep anymore, so it's fine, you know.
Maybe it'll help me sleep.
And take that dirt nap that I've been looking forward to.
I do hate also the like wake up at 3 a.m. and you just wait. And you're like, why am I up? Like, why did I just get woken up? Like almost like you didn't have a bad dream.
What's that witching hour or whatever? Is it like 3:13? No, you always wake up right then too?
3 a.m. It's 3 a.m, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hate it.
Yeah. It's not fun. I hate those movies.
Yeah, I know. And kids too. Kids are the worst too because they have over imaginations and they're like, oh, I just like saw something. I saw a hand. And you're like, was it yours? And they're just like, nah, it was like something. And I'm like, oh my God, what?
No, you didn't see anything. I'm looking. There's nothing down here.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were kids, we were allowed to take like Dimetapp and stuff. And that stuff is it clears up your sinuses, but it also makes you see things. So like my mom would load me up with that stuff. Yeah, it's like a hallucinogen. So I remember I had this like sparkly yo-yo or something and it started melting into the ground
did they give you what Aaron Rodgers had? What are you talking about?
Dude, that's what Dimetapp was. Dimetapp was like, it was like Robitussin with acid. That's what it was.
I took something one time. I was so sick and I have this vivid memory. I was in the car and like some friend was over and I thought I was floating. And I was like, I'm like totally floating. It was like an out of body experience. I was so sick and probably given whatever acid that was and probably the same thing.
Yeah. It was pure black tar heroin.
I mean, it's the same thing of like, everyone's like, oh, why is Coca-Cola so good? Like, because it had cocaine in it. Like that was how it got its start.
That was barely ever.
I mean,
it didn't last that long. Coca-Cola, the cocaine.
You think there's still that type of Coca-Cola out there?
I mean, there's probably like a bottle of it somewhere in some auction house or something.
You got the dark web. Go look.
Yeah, well, you have the dark web too. And I've never been on the dark web.
How do you get to the dark web?
To be honest, I would have to Google it and you'd have to look it up on Twitter.
And then you're like the biggest rube. Like, you know, there's hackers that are like,
how do you go to the dark web?
Yeah, we're gonna have an article. Stuff. This article, as soon as you click it, it's gonna steal your identity of how to get to the dark web. You're there.
I tell you, what was that show you told me about on, was it just called Dark Web?
No, it's called Dark Net on Showtime.
Dark Net, yeah. Okay, so I watched that before and that'll
mess you up.
It's very strange. That it tells you how to get there, but all the stuff going on there is either stuff that you can find on the normal internet or so horrific that there's no way I would ever be involved in it that I just would never do that. So, no thank you.
Yeah. Or at least talk about it on the radio.
I mean, I'm not going to buy child slaves. That's the kind of stuff that's going on in there. So
you're a great human being for.
For not buying child slaves. I think so, too. I should get them.
I'm very happy. On that note, let's transition to the perfect transition here. Let's talk about FanDuel. Let's talk about our FanDuel lineups.
Typical white guys like, I've never bought a person. Let's talk about gambling.
Yeah, let's go to all these players up for auction. Let's get through it here. On FanDuel, we have a problem because we both think our players are legit. These rosters are awesome. Why is this?
I don't know. I maybe there's better deals or
something. Superior scoring?
I think it's just better deals in some spots, but the
guaranteed, by the way, real quick, guaranteed, okay. Our DK lineups will be so much better 100%. Than the FanDuel.
It happens every way that way.
All right, deals.
Quarterbacks, Mitch Trubisky's at 6,500. Eli, Blake Bortles are all 6,500. Sam Darnold is 6,600. And Tyrod Taylor is 6,600. And I think your basic starting point for FanDuel is 6,500 or 6,600. It's right in that range.
What's interesting is Darnold was like at least 400 less on DraftKings than Trubisky. And Trubisky is 100 less than Darnold.
Yeah, and there's some definite different deals here, but I tell you what, this one, I tell you what, boy, there's a lot of the same deals at running back on FanDuel as there are on DraftKings. Gillislee's 3,300, Jalen Rashard 3,400, Corey Clement 3,500, love that one. Alfred Morris 36, Peyton Barber's 4,000, Nyheim Hines is down here at 4,100, Rashad Penny is 4,200. Corey Grant down here if Fournette shouldn't play. Freeman and Lindsay are the same price at 4,300. James White, 4,500. Caw-caw, Isaiah Crowell, 4,600. Deion Lewis is at 5,000. I really like that one. Marshawn Lynch, 5,100. Coleman, 5,300. Lamar Miller and Adrian Peterson, 53, 54, 55. So those are some good ones. Wideouts, the Welsh. I mentioned Tajay Sharp before, a lot of snaps, still really low on this one. Zay Jones, Pettis, Cole Beasley, all cheap. Brandon Marshall, cheap. Goodwin. And then we have some of the same ones like I mentioned before. Chris Godwin down here, 4,600. Anunua, 47. Funches, 47. Lockett, 48. Your boy, Kenny, go all day, the Welsh.
All day.
4,800. Corey Davis, Allen Robinson, and Demaryius Thomas, all below the poverty line as well. Tight ends, a lot of the same names here. Njoku, Jonnu Smith, Gates, Kittle, 3,800. Jack Doyle, 4,000. I like that one. Evan Ingram, 4,600. And the defenses, Jets, Houston, and Washington, again, 25, 26, 2,700. Very, very cheap.
All right, I'll go through my FanDuel first since you did DraftKings here. And I very, very much like this lineup. So starting at quarterback, I think I went a little bit higher, but we talked about him earlier in the show because he's got such a great matchup. I think this is your DraftKings quarterback. I went with Alex Smith versus Indianapolis at 7,100. You had him on DK, right?
Who was your DK quarterback?
Mitch Trubisky.
Okay, because mine's Case Keenum. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we didn't just flip him. My running backs here, I went one cheap. I went Tevin Coleman at 5,900. And then I went a big dog, Todd Gurley, against Arizona, hit 8,900. My wideouts, I went two big dogs and then one really big deal. So I put in DeAndre Hopkins at 8,400 against Tennessee. I was about to say Houston. Odell Beckham, 8,200 against Dallas. And then my cheap guy, I went Quincy Anunua at 5,000. Tight end, I took advantage of George Kittle because I thought that was a good deal. Flex, I went James Conner, 7,000 against Kansas City. And then defense, I went with Washington again against Indianapolis, 3,700.
So for me, like I said, I got Case Keenum against Oakland at 6,700, like that deal. My running backs, I think I have two players the same as you. James Conner is one. You said you had Conner, right?
I got him at flex.
Okay, and then I have Alvin Kamara was my big buy against Cleveland. There I have Quincy Anunua. You had him, correct?
I do have Quincy Anunua.
Then my wideouts are AB against Kansas City. Again, I just think that's a real good matchup. Julio Jones against Carolina. Hopefully he gets in the end zone at one point here. And then I have Jonnu Smith at my tight end. Again, love that buy. Love that he's that cheap. I think he's going to get targeted heavily, especially because Corey Davis is banged up. The tackles are banged up. Now, the quarterback situation is weird because they said they might use both Blaine Gabbert and Marcus Mariota. But
either way,
I think Jonnu Smith is the safety blanket for both those guys, regardless of who's in there. James White at 5,900 is my flex, and I got the LA Rams defense against the Arizona Cardinals, who were shut out last week. So let's go.
So what do we think here? Like, here's the only thing I don't like is I did have 200 left over. Now, I know that's not a big thing. I mean, we're more rubes than anything. So
$0.
$0?
$0. No money left on the table for me, Welsh.
I'm looking to tinker. I could take Gurley out, and I could put Kamara in. That looks kind of sexy.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Gurley buy, too. So they're both good.
Who do I mess? Do I mess here?
I
kind of want to take Odell out, and I want to put Julio Jones in like you had, but I would be 100 over, so then I would have to go find a little bit of a deal. So
well, who's your defense?
I have got Washington. So let's look. What would I go with? Let's see. 3,700. In that same range, I'd have to go 3,600. Ooh, I'd have to go down to Oakland or Buffalo or the Bears. I kind of like the Bears.
Yeah, I think that's happening. I think I'd buy Atlanta before I'd buy the Bears. They usually play Carolina pretty hard, especially at home. Well, I know they just lost two defenders, but I think that's what
I'm
do.
Go Chicago. So
speaking of Chicago, I got a chocolate cake shake from Portillo's here.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I've just done. Lineup switch. I put in the Bears defense against Seattle, and I put in Julio Jones over Odell Beckham.
I like that.
I like the website. So we need to I feel like we need to stream the white trash dinner that we have. What's the official restaurant? Is it Olive Garden?
We'll take suggestions. How about that? We are in Arizona. We don't have every white trash option, but yeah. we have plenty.
This is what we should do, especially if we're still on the air. We should go to Olive Garden in suits.
In suits.
Yeah.
So we should get we should rent tuxes and go to Olive Garden. Should we get monocles?
Yeah. I mean, and we should have a cane because we're going to probably need it walking out of there.
Okay.
A lot of when they come and they're just like salad or soup. None.
LOL. LOL.
Who do we look like, ma'am or sir? Who do you think we are that we are going to eat a salad or a soup?
This just got way more expensive than just white trash dinner.
Yeah, how
because
do we?
If we're gonna wear tuxes, we might as well get a limo.
We really should.
Limo, drive us up to the Olive Garden in tuxes.
Yeah,
you know, definitely need a place setting with a candle in.
Probably
there.
Need to have two ladies of the night with us, but they leave.
That has got way more expensive.
But when we get out of the limo,
we need to start playing these lineups. If we're going to be able to afford this,
I got an idea. How about this? Is everyone that plays our lineups, in the money they win, they take some profits, and we have a pool of all of the profits from all our amazing lineups, and that pays for what type of an event we do. So if there's no money,
it's a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day.
If no money is put in, then you and I just go to McDonald's. If there's a little bit, we go to Olive Garden. And if there's a big win, we'll do the limo, tuxes, monocles, ladies of the night they won't even go in Olive Garden. They'll just leave. They'll just be in the limo with us and we'll stream the whole thing.
As long as they're in the limo with us, the girl next door was in the limo with that dude with the weird eyes. That's what I like.
I don't even remember what happened in that, but you probably can't talk about it on the radio.
Probably not.
All right. Well, coming up in the next hour, that's where we're going to go full bore into week two. We've got all the lineups. We've got the lines. We've got the over-unders. We're going to take a look at them. Any fantasy-related notes, we're going to talk about it. We are going to go through the lines. We're going to do our pick-ems, and we're going to give you what our results were last week. And if anything comes up, we always like to maybe throw a little prop bet here or two, and we'll get into that. Just a quick preview. How bad were our picks?
Well, you were...
Don't give it. Just a preview. We're going to talk about it when we come back. How bad?
One of us was 500 in one of them.
Oh. Oh, that's not going to be good. All right. Well, definitely don't listen to us and take our advice, but listen to us.
We want stuff on everybody.
Have some fun. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. It's more In This League. Coming up, Hour 3, Bogman of the Welsh. See you soon.